No matter who you are or where you come from, there's something that we all mutually want in one way or the other, in some shape or form. And that is peace. We all want peace, no matter how angry or bitter you are. That is something we all want. And I'm sad to say that I can't confidently say that we'll have world peace one day, where we'll all be singing Kumbaya, where there will be no hatred, and that everyone will settle their differences in a peaceful way. But that shouldn't be the goal. The goal should not be, how can I make peace with the world? The goal should be, how can I make peace with myself? When all your efforts go towards creating world peace, it is taking from and distracting from the one person that we should make peace with. That one person that deserves our efforts for peace. And that's ourselves. But how do we do it? Where do we find it? How can we attain this peace amongst ourselves? Can we buy it? No. Do we have to speak with the right people that can lead us there? No. You will find peace in the progress. Thank you, legends, for tuning in to another episode of the Leave Your Mark podcast. As always, I am your host, Miguel Mendoza, and this is the podcast created to help your legacy. And thank you from wherever you're tuning in from. Wherever you are tuning in from, feel free to hit that subscribe button or follow button. And please share this episode or your favorite episode with somebody that you care about, because it could potentially change their life and even their family's generation. Now, this peace we speak of, where can we find it? I'll tell you where you cannot find it. You will not find peace in other people. You will not find peace in money. You will not find peace in a job. You will not find peace in getting the girl. You will not find peace in drugs and alcohol. You won't even find peace in pursuing peace. You find peace in the progress, in making progress every single day, in growing every single day. No matter how big or how small the step may be, you take at least one step forward every single day. And it'll feel like you may be taking steps backwards, and that's okay. As long as you are attempting, putting in the effort to take steps forward, eventually two steps backwards could be 10 steps forward. How can you progress as a person? You don't need to do anything spectacular. You don't need to take huge, ginormous steps. You don't need to go from making $2,000 a month to $20,000 a month in a short time span. That's not the progress I'm talking about. Now, why am I making this episode? Why am I going to push this so hard? Because the darkest place someone can be is standing still. The darkest place someone can be is when they are alive, but they are not living. The darkest place someone can be is when they are no longer making progress. Let me ask you something. Are you depressed? Do you hate your life? Do you dread waking up in the morning? If your answer is yes, here are my next set of questions. Are you doing what's required? What does that mean? Are you reading or learning something beneficial every single day? Are you eating healthy? Are you around positive people? Are you active? I ask these things because I have never met a person who is doing everything that's required that suffers from any sort of depression. Now, you might already disagree. No, Miguel, my friend suffers from depression and he's a hard worker. No. Not a hard worker. Somebody who is doing everything necessary. Everything. And it sounds impossible, but it's not. You are just taking steps forward in every aspect of your life, the physical, the mental, the spiritual. Are you doing that? Are you honestly doing that with the best intentions and with valid effort? Because I know of several people who are battling depression, but they have not reined in on doing everything that's required. They have settled for mediocrity in one or many areas of their life. They are no longer fighting. They are no longer pursuing greatness. They are no longer dreaming like when they were children. So they are rotting on the inside and they are left with nothing but regret. Nothing but I could have done this, I should have done this. You see, when you have no vision, you have every right to be depressed. You have every right. It's miserable. It's miserable just being here on earth to suck up oxygen, make some money, eat some food, and then die. It's miserable. Oh, but what about having a family? A lot of people who have families end their lives. A lot of people who have children suffer from depression. I'm not saying that's okay because me being a father is the greatest thing that ever happened to my life. And I could have nothing but being a father to a healthy son is more than enough for me. However, I am capable of achieving much more. And I want to do it for my son to set that example for him. But nobody is safe from depression. I don't care what you have achieved. I don't care where you come from. If you are not actively making progress in your life every single day, you are not out of the woods with depression. It can creep in from any direction. So are you doing what's required? Now, the next thing here is perspective. We find peace in the progress. Okay, we know that. Now, you can start to make significant progress when you change your perspective. Now, the most annoying and cliche thing that we can hear is, it could be worse, right? You're telling one of your friends something tragic that happened to you, and their response is, it could be worse. I'm with you, okay? That's irritating. That's annoying. You don't want to hear that in the moment. But let me be very honest. Those of you who scoff and roll your eyes are not in control of your perspective because you're privileged. They are right. It could be worse. If you are here in the United States, you have hot and cold water. You have plenty of clean drinking water. You have the ability to go up and down the street to look for a job that will hire you on the spot, even if it's Taco Bell, okay? Drop your pride. We have proper plumbing. We have organizations in every city that offer free food, several assistance with hygiene and housing. We have free education, and the list goes on and on. Yet you have the audacity to be oppressed. You're privileged and ungrateful. Because when the slightest adversity comes your way, you say, I have nothing. But when the family from the third world country comes into the United States with nothing but clothes on their back, they say, we have everything. We have an opportunity. So come on, give me a break. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. I am that annoying optimist. There is nothing that can take me down. There is nothing that can get me in a bad mood. Sure, I may be exhausted. I may be tired, but I will be tired with a smile on my face. Because I know things could always be worse. And I also know that things will get better, that progress will be made, that everything I want in life is on the other side of doing what's required. There's peace in the progress. You will make progress when you change your perspective. And you will also make progress by trusting in the process. There's a process to things. It doesn't just happen overnight. Rome was not built in a day. I'm going to share with you my number one favorite analogy. I heard it from Les Brown. I'm not too confident in where it originated from. It's about the ancient Chinese bamboo tree. Okay, if you are a somewhat longtime follower of mine, you have heard me speak about this. But the process, okay, here we are. That word process. The process to growing this ancient Chinese bamboo tree is awesome. So obviously you have to plant it in the ground. You have to water and fertilize it. Now this is where it gets crazy. You have to water and fertilize it every single day. You miss one day, it dies in the ground. Doesn't matter how you're feeling. Doesn't matter what's going on around you. Doesn't matter who believes in you. You have to water it every single day. Now, is that not intense enough for you? Great. Here you go. Nothing grows off the ground, meaning you can't see nothing but soil for 5 years. You mean I'm watering something? I'm fertilizing something every single day? And I have no clue if it's alive? Yes. You mean I'm training every single day, preparing for this event? And I have no clue how I'm going to perform? Yes. You mean I have to continuously show up for my business, my new small business, continuously post on social media for it, continuously hand out business cards and flyers, continuously put in effort to building great relationships, and I can't see anything yet from it? Yes. You mean I am a single mother who is working my butt off? I'm waking up early to get my kids ready and their food, and then I'm going off to work, trying to instill amazing values into my children, and I have no clue how they'll end up? Yes. But you have to trust in the process. Because after that fifth year of watering and fertilizing this tree, it only takes 5 weeks to grow 90 feet tall. Isn't that incredible? You see, because everybody is judging you when you're working towards something and there is no visible progress. Everybody will judge you. They will say you don't have what it takes. They will call you insane because there's nothing that we can visibly see. They will tell you that you weren't meant for this. They will tell you that you need to go find something else to do, that you don't have what it takes to be a business owner, that you should just go get a nice, stable, reliable job. They will tell you all these things. But then when you blow up, they may tell you that I believed in you. I knew you could do it. Do you have a job for me? Trust in the process. You have to believe in the plan, even when there's no evidence to believe. You will find peace in watering your future today. Now, I mentioned other people ridiculing your process, your efforts, because they may not be able to see it, but you can. And let me tell you right now, if you put your peace in other people and their opinions, it will be destroyed. Now, let me ask you, which one of these would you rather have? Would you rather be at peace with the world, but yet be at war with yourself, fighting every single day just to look yourself in the mirror because you can't stand yourself? Or would you rather be at war with the world, fighting the objections, ignoring the distractions, not going to all the parties, being at war with the temptations and the distractions, but yet be at peace with yourself? You can't be at peace with yourself while simultaneously being at war with yourself. What other people do to you, what other people say to you, what other people do to try to throw you off and distract you, it is none of your business, because your eyes are fixed on what's ahead for your life. Your focus is fixed on the progress. Mark Twain gave an amazing quote. He said, "The secret to making progress is getting started." I'm sure you have amazing plans. I'm sure you have an amazing vision. But let me tell you right now, procrastination is a big dream killer. It will make progress non-existent. And it will make peace non-existent. What's the hardest part of running a business? Getting started. What's the hardest part of running a podcast? Getting started. What's the hardest part of losing weight? Getting started. What's the hardest part of going to the gym? Getting started. You don't need to be spectacular. You just need to take the first step. It's uncomfortable, but we don't want comfort. Comfort will destroy your progress, which as a result will destroy your peace. Comfort is a greater threat to progress than hardship will ever be. It doesn't matter how hard of a time you're going through. Comfort is deceitful. Comfort is selling you on something that feels good now, but it will destroy your future. Now, even though comfort is a greater threat to progress than hardships, hardships is still a problem, right? However, you cannot have progress without problems. Everybody wants to be a flower. Everybody wants to flourish, but you have to go through the rain. Everybody wants to be great, but they don't want to go through the pain, when really, pain is inevitable. You will always go through some sort of pain. It's either the pain of progress or the pain of regret. Now, I highly suggest that you channel your pain, whether it be the physical pain you go through or the emotional pain you've gone through in your past. Don't use it to be angry at anybody. Use it to fuel you. Use it to take you to another level. Use it to motivate you to never go back to where you were. Use it to prove people wrong. Whatever you need to use it for, use it. Pain should not be your why, but it could at least add fuel when you need it. You will see peace in me because of the pain I did not allow to defeat me. You will go through pain. You will go through adversity. You go through hard times. You will go through failure. If you fail and give up, that's a problem. But if you fail and learn, that's progress. In the process to your progress, you don't need to compete with anybody but yourself. People fail to realize that they're competing with people from how they look to how much money they have to what they're doing. But God has something totally different for those people. He has something special for you. You cannot pursue and achieve your vision while trying to be like somebody else who has a completely different vision. It makes no sense. You need to compete with yourself because there's always two versions of you. There's the champion and there's the loser. The champion wants to get up in the morning. The loser doesn't. You need to compete with the loser. The champion wants to read and better themselves, but the loser in you doesn't. You need to compete with that loser. The champion in you wants to do everything that's required to succeed, but the loser in you wants to be comfortable and miserable. You need to compete with that version of you. Same thing with comparison. Comparison is the thief of all joy, and in this case, comparison is the thief of your peace. Same reason, someone else has a different vision that you are comparing yourself to. But there is one comparison you need to make in your life. You need to compare what you've done to what you could do. You need to compare this version of you to the possible best version of you. That is a healthy comparison that should drive you and push you. Because if you cannot say, I am in the best version of myself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, then you have work to do. Having work to do is a great thing. That means you're still meant to be here. That means there is more progress to make. And what a beautiful thing, because you find peace in the progress.